This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O believers, have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And taqwa means that we should be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be aware of Him. And we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath. And we should not allow ourselves to die except in a state of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to send blessings and prayers upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amma ba'd. There was a very special day, and that day was remarkable in the history of all Muslims throughout the history. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first arrived to Al-Madinah, the people from Medina were waiting for the Prophet to arrive. And the people of Mecca as well, you know, they migrated before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were waiting for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's arrival. And so when the Prophet first arrived to Al-Madinah, and everyone was very excited to hear the first words that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is about to say. Just imagine this. The people from Medina were waiting too long to finally get to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, the Prophet was about to say his first khatira, if you will. His first words, his first piece of advice that he will give the ummah. Obviously to the Madaniyan people and the Makkiyan people and the ummah that came after, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. And one of the people, people of Al-Madinah, he was not Muslim at that time. He was a rabbi, one of the scholars of the Jewish at the time. He actually decided to go and attend that khatira, that speech that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to say. His name is Abdullah ibn Salam. So Abdullah ibn Salam was, you know, somebody who is well respected by every single one in Al-Madinah. And he decided, you know, I will come with open-minded. I'll just go and attend Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first speech. So that was a big deal. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was just standing, and then he gave very short khatira. He gave four pieces of advice to that special day, day of Eid for the Muslims, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived. And he said in Arabic, and it sounds so beautiful in Arabic, I'll translate it inshallah ta'ala. He said, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, wasilu arham, wa at'imu ta'am, wa sallu bil layli, wa nasu niyam, tadkhulu al jannata bi salam. He said again, I will give you four pieces of advice. That's it. I'm not going to speak too much. He said, I'll give you four pieces of advice, and if you were to apply them, then that's your easiest way to enter Jannah. Four pieces of advice. He said, number one, first and foremost, afshu as-salam. Afshu as-salam in this blessed day, in this special day. You need to tafshu as-salam. What does that exactly mean? It means that you need to push all of this ill feelings and ill thoughts out of our heart and mind towards your brothers and sisters in Islam in this blessed day. You need to actually connect to those who you had problems with. Afshu salam. no matter who this person is, no matter how heavy on your chest speaking to that brother and that sister, you need to consider today. That's the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tafshu salam today. Today you need to actually speak to everyone who you think that you have problem with. Afshu salam. And subhanAllah, this is one of the characteristics of the people of Jannah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِم مِّن غِلٍّ إِخْوَانٍ. He said the people of Jannah, not a single person, not a single brother, not a single sister on the Jannah has any ill thoughts or ill feelings towards anyone. نَزَعْنَا مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِم مِّن غِلٍّ. We snatched these ill feelings from their hearts. So that is the characteristics of the people of Jannah. And then the Prophet ﷺ emphasized this more and more and more. In a beautiful hadith, he said, لَا تُؤْمِنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. You will never enter Jannah until you believe, until you have faith. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. And you would never be, you know, somebody with full faith unless you have mahabbah towards others. Until you have this love and your heart is empty of maliciousness and hatred towards others. لا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. أفلا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. He said, should I just tell you a way to break that ice, to break these barriers? أفشوا السلام. One more time, just say salam. Just text a person that you think it's so hard to speak to today, just text that person and say salam. Just say salam. That salam, wallahi, that salam might be your ticket to Jannah in this blessed day of Eid. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, again, what was his first advice? Afshu salam. And then he said, silu al-arham. That is even more important. He said, in this special day, you need to consider connecting to your family members. And especially those who you have been not talking to for a long time. Those who you think it's a challenging relationship that, you know, I just need to distance myself from that brother, from my sibling, from my spouse, from my cousin, from my uncle, from my nephew. I just don't want to speak to this person anymore. For reasons that maybe are valuable reasons and no reasons, regardless of the situation, you need to consider today Silatul Rahim. Today is the day of Silatul Rahim. Today is the day when you initiate a conversation. Today is the day when you actually have tough conversations that you don't want to have, you know, in the past. That is the day. This is the moment. This is the time to have those conversations with your family members that you have not been talking to for a long time. And obviously, we're not here to say you need to connect to people that they have wronged you regardless. No, you should put your barriers. You should actually put your limits. But that does not mean that we shouldn't even say salam. We shouldn't even initiate a conversation. Eid Mubarak to you, akhi. Eid Mubarak to you, brother. Eid Mubarak to you, sister. Regardless of the situation, saying salam is not going to harm anybody. Saying salam is the promise from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that me and you will enter Jannah insha'Allah ta'ala. So Silatul Rahim. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith that's narrated by Muslim, and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said something very powerful about Silatul Rahim. He said, Ar-Rahim mu'allaqa bi'arshi ar-Rahman. It's like this relationship with family members, with your spouses, with your parents, with your grandparents, is actually attached to the throne of Allah. And then the rahim, this relationship would say, "Man wasalani wasalahu Allah, wa man qata'ani qata'ahu Allah." It's like whoever considered this relationship sacred relationship and put the effort for it and tried to connect, Allah will connect to that person. And whoever has ill intentions, he wants to be completely disconnected from family members, Allah will be disconnected with him. And so today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, again, wallahi, it is the opportunity after Ramadan. After Ramadan, in the first day of Eid, you can start this beautiful Eid and the month of Shawwal with this good deed, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Just text and say, salam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the third advice. He said, "Sallu bil-layli wan-nasu niyam wa at'imu at-ta'am." Third and fourth advice. He spoke about giving charity, giving sadaqat, and then pray in the night when everybody else is asleep. If you think about it, the Sahaba were so concerned in the last day of Ramadan and in the first day of Eid about what? About acceptance. They wanted to be accepted. All of their deeds that we have dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout this Ramadan, all of the, you know, loss of sleep, all of the effort, all of salawat al-taraweeh, all of the fasting, all of the struggle, who does not want to be accepted? Every single one in this room wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him and her with acceptance. But the question is, how can we get accepted? The scholars spoke about this and said, one of the signs of acceptance, there is a way actually to know if you're accepted or not. There is a way. By the way, that was you know, the goal of every single Sahaba, to know whether they're accepted or not. The Salaf used to walk in the streets of Al-Madinah and used to say, "Ya layta sha'ri, man al-mahroomu fanu'azziyah, wa man al-maqboolu fanuhanniyah." They used to say, we wish we know who is accepted. So we go to them and say, congratulations, you made it. And I wish I know who did not get accepted in the month of Ramadan. So I go to them and say, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm so sorry that you did not get accepted. So again, every single one of us wants to get accepted and wants to know whether we got accepted or not. How can we know this? There is a way to know it. And that is, if Allah has made it easy on me and you to continue some of the good deeds that we have developed throughout the month of Ramadan, know that this is a great sign. A great sign. This is a sign of acceptance. Obviously, we cannot match the amount of deeds, the tremendous deed that we have dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the month of Ramadan, because Ramadan comes with its blessings. But if you were to be able to actually be consistent with some of those deeds throughout the Shahr of Shawwal, the Prophet here spoke about salah in the night and giving sadaqat. Giving sadaqat. Continue to give sadaqat. Because as-sadaqat, the charity, actually tutfi'u ghadab ar-Rahman. It actually, you know, it prevents you from the anger of Rahman, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is actually a beautiful opportunity as we're approaching Shawwal, inshallah ta'ala, and I'll end with this. Beautiful opportunity of fasting as well. We need to be consistent with the amazing deeds, the high rewarded deeds that we have dedicated throughout Ramadan. One of them is fasting. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fasts Ramadan, وأتبعه بست من شوال فكأنما صام الدهر كله. If you were to fast 6 days, we call them the 6 white days, 6 days in Shawwal, بإذن الله تعالى, just to keep the momentum. Now, wallahi, our bodies are used to it. Now it's easier than ever before. Now that's the time to have the intention. Today, before we leave, have the intention to actually fast the 6 days of Shawwal, to actually again say salam to somebody who you did not talk to for a long time, say salam to somebody, a family member that you did not talk to for a long time, and consider giving a sadaqah before you leave this masjid. Today, inshallah ta'ala, before you leave the masjid, give a sadaqah. These were the advices that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to the early Muslims in Medina when he first arrived to the city of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and you among those who will follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا ربنا تقبل منا رمضان، يا ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا، يا رب اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعنا على أن نكمل هذه العبادات في شوال يا رب العالمين. أعنا على صلة الرحم يا أكرم الأكرمين، أعنا على صلة الرحم يا أرحم الراحمين، أعنا على الصلاة والقيام والصيام في شوال يا أكرم الأكرمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.